It's not really bad.
Okay, we are on Daf, actually Yudalf and Beit, but we are on the last word of Daf Yudalf and Aleph. The Gemara that we're going to discuss, this mission that we have just learned, right? Now, I should say straight away a ha'ara on what I said yesterday, because I'm about to contradict what I said yesterday. Right? Bishun mizbeach apnimi v'menorah no'enem and le'molen, I said that means that Dishun mizbeach apnimi v'hamenorah, the ashes from the mizbeach azov, the golden mizbeach, where the Torah is, but in the heichal and the menorah, right? There is only an Isser Derabanan of Hanoah. Why is that incorrect? You will see in a second, but I mean, possibly incorrect, right? It's a machlokes shonim. Is that in fact is what I just said correct? So I am pointing it out immediately that is not possible. Okay. The Gemara says, Bishlama mizbeach hachitza. This, find the mizbeach chitza and the mizbeach ha'ola. Right? It makes sense. What makes sense? We'll get to in a second, right? Dichsiv bey, there's a positive for someone else on mizbeach. The pasuk says about it because Samoa Tzal Mizbeach. So I ask you, what did the Gemara use the pasuk of Samoa Tzal Mizbeach for? On the previous one.
For the ash?
Yes. To prove that there is, in fact, Me'ila after Trumas HaDeshen. Why is he saying that the ash has Chashivus even after it's been taken up in his mouth, has to be put in a particular place, right? Assuming that this pasuk is using those words for the same thing, this Nagara is using those words for the same thing, it's saying, Bishlam, it makes sense the Mizbeach Chitzon, the ashes from the Mizbeach Chitzon, should have Me'ila, because this is someone else's Mizbeach. And then the next question is Mizbeach Pnimi Nalan. How do you know it's Me'ila for the Mizbeach Pnimi? Meaning, what's the Gemara assuming that this din of lo now never lo molin is min a Torah, if you read it that way? Right, who read it that way? The Miyuchas Rashi. Right? Tosfos did not read it that way, but I'll explain the Gemara Miyuchas Rashi, and then I'll explain how Tosfos disagree. That way we don't have a bill wall, okay? What does the pasuk says about A second. It's a Minchas Bikurim. Right, it is the Mincha. If you bring the Minchas Bikurim, right? So, it says that you should, that you have to burn. What does that mean? What's the Askara? Komets. Right, the Komets is referred to as an Azkara sometimes. Right, the Azkara for the Mincha. The thing is that it gives you the idea that the entire Mincha is being burned symbolically with the Komets, right? Okay, so the Kohen is burned the Azkara, mi Gersha or mi Shamna, from the broken up crumbs and from the Shemen. Al Kol Levona, with all of the Levona, Yishay La Shem. Not the right puzzles.
It's Velavasha going mido, bad mitnase.
No, that's also not the right one. Let me see.
Vayka Vavduma.
New pasuk. I was like, wait, that's not a pasuk that my computer's going crazy. That is not at all the pasuk which we are talking about. I was right. Chatzos, right? The pasuk is about chatzos, right? It says that you will cast away the mur asoy ben meitasah, the gizzards, right? Ben meitasah with the feathers. Why? Why would those not be burnt?
The feathers?
The feathers and the innards and the gizzards of the bird.
Because you're going to be burnt.
It's not bad.
Oh, they smell bad. Okay.
It smells really bad when you burn them. Okay. Feathers when they burn them are horrible. Anyway, right, you will throw it to the place where the desh and the ashes and the mizbeach are placed. Right? Eight still hamizbeach, next to the mizbeach. Okay?
Okay, put them there, okay.
Meaning that they will maintain their isra. Now, it says, im eino ino mizbeach feet sign. Right? If this does not come to teach us about something that was brought on the mizbeach ha-chitzon. Right, what's the point? V'shlich eitzel mizbeach, right? El makoim ha-deshen. It says it twice. It says you put it on the deshen, on the place where the ashes are, and eitzel ha-mizbeach, it says as well. You don't need both. You can say just one. Because the deshen, the place you put the ashes in the azara before you took them outside the ear, was right next to the mizbeach. So I understand where you're meant to put it without mentioning it twice. Right? So therefore, if you don't need one of them for to tell us that it's next to the mizbeach, maybe it comes to tell us that the ashes from the mizbeach apnimi also need to be put on the same place. And they also have me'ilah, based on what we just explained. Min ha-Torah, even though they don't have full tashlum me'ilah and they don't have an ashram me'ilah. Okay? Meaning we have a category, once again, according to the Miyuchas HaRash here, of a me'ilah midoraita, which doesn't result in tashlum me'ilah and doesn't result in ashram me'ilah. Okay? It says, Ema, maybe say, idi bidi 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 bidi. Maybe the point is, no, they really are both talking about.
I didn't know that, because what you said is completely true, and it's also completely.
Really talking about Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and this teach us also where the ashes of the Mizbeach HaChitzon are meant to be put in the Azara. How do you know that they were meant to be put there?
Because
you know from here that you're meant to be put them there, so you still don't have a makor as Me'ilah for the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay? And says, Im kein lema kra, Eitzel Mizbeach. If that's true, the pasuk should just say about Eitzel Mizbeach. My Hadeshen, why does it say Hadeshen? We didn't need why didn't we need that word? The afil mizbeach apnimi. It's talking about the deshen of the mizbeach apnimi. Hadeshen comes to include deshen, the ash in the mizbeach, which includes the ash in the mizbeach apnimi. Okay?
Yeah.
Then the Gemara asks, menorah minan? What about the menorah? That only helps us with the mizbeach. What about the menorah? And by the way, the reason to distinguish between mizbeach and menorah is obvious. Mizbeach, at least there's some sort of element of hakrava. There's hakrava, there's doris on it, right? The menorah is not that pashtus about hakrava at all.
So you want to think that the ashes have me'ilah?
Sorry?
So therefore...
So that is the ashes from mizbeach and timi have me'ilah? What about the ashes, even though they don't have tashlumi meal and even though they don't have ashram meal, right? What about the ashes from the menorah?
You would assume they won't.
You would assume they won't because they're not included.
Why is the ash? What was the fire made out of?
Oil and the wicks.
Oh, the wicks.
There's the leftover of the wick, which was burnt by now. There's the... whatever's left over, right? The addition is whatever's left over. It's not that gas, right? Minalan, how menorah, whatever's left over from burning the oil in the menorah, how do we know that that also is subject to me'ilah? Without tashlumi me'ilos and without an asha me'ilos, the pasuk says deshen. It says hard deshen. I said, hey, comes to be merabe even what you clean out of the menorah. Okay, I explain the Gemara now according to the Miyuchas HaRash. Yeah?
Yep.
Tosfos learn that it's not about that. Right, the Gemara is about what it sounds like. How do you know that there's any importance to where you put the deshen from the mizbeach, hapnimi, and the menorah? Right? In other words, in hachinami, they don't have me'ilah min haTorah, for sure. Right? The Mishnah is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But how do you know that there's a mitzvah midaraita to put them next to the mizbeach with the ashes on the mizbeach? Well, this is what that says. That is what this Mara is talking about. Right? Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Torah Shaligiyas Manam, Boalim Behem Neyonish Avras Manam, Lenehem Melehan. Rabbi Shimon is responding to the statement of Tanakama that was mentioned in the previous mission of Mara. Tanakama said, if we just read the comments again. Right? This Torin Shalegi Asman the Yen Shavasman Lenin Lamal. Right? Pigeons and turtle doves which are of the wrong age. Pigeons which have not reached the right age, and turtle doves which have passed the right age, right, to be brought on the Mizbeach. They don't have, on the one hand, it's in the Isra Hana, but there's no Me'ila. Right? And that probably means Me'ila. That probably means Me'ila Midera Bono. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, no, Torin Shalegi Asman. Right? Pigeons which didn't reach the right age, they do have Me'ila. When it comes to turtle doves that have passed the right age, they already they have Me'ila only Midarabanan.
What's the past age?
Yeah. Meaning before the age they will have Me'ila Minatora, and it makes sense why, because they're still heading towards the Mizbeach.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay. Bislara Rabbi Shimon get the Kasani time Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Avoy Lachar Zman Vikti Shoy Pesek Zman Nei Hareyu Beloisa Tevein Bekareis. Rabbi Shimon's opinion makes sense because Rabbi Shimon gave a reason for his opinion. I'll explain what all this means in a second, because it's not as simple as it seems originally. Because Rabbi Shimon said anything which will be at some point in the future brought on the Mizbeach, right, if you shecht it beforehand, it's below Sase. But there is no Isser Kareis. What is he referring to? I don't expect you to answer. He's referring to Shechitas Chutz. He's referring to taking this korban, which you are makdish to be a korban on the Mizbeach, and being makrev outside. Being makrev on a bama. Being makrev on a bama.
Oh, okay.
Outside.
So, anywhere, not necessarily.
Anywhere other than the Beit HaMikdash. Right. Okay. Being makrev on a bama is an Isser Kareis. What if you take an animal which you are makrev to be a korban, but it's not yet the right age? Rabbi Shimon says it would be an Isser Loisa, saying it's a Doraisa, but not an Isser Kareis. And therefore it makes sense that it would already be subject to Me'ila, right? Because the Shechita of that animal, from a coaching perspective, is already meaningful Min HaTorah. Okay? Therefore it already has that status of being a Korban, even if you can't bring it yet. Okay?
Yeah.
You understand?
I think so, yeah.
Great. Ella Rabbanan, but for Rabbanan, Maishnam Mechusar Zman. Rabbanan say, why is this distinct from a korban which is Mechusar Zman? What does a Mechusar Zman mean? Mechusar.
Too young?
No. Mechusar Zman means that you can't, you, it's not yet the right time to bring the korban.
Oh.
Right, meaning the korban itself is kosher, but it's not the right time to bring it. Right, a Mechusar Zman korban, Chachamim would be moide if you shefted at Bachotz, it would be an Itzar Kareis. So, for example, a korban pesach that you makdish say on the chi or the tziri, and you brought it and you shechted it outside on a bama be'achadasar on the 11th, when you're meant to shecht it be'yudalet on the 14th in the Meis HaMikdash, that would be an Isser Kareis of Shechitas Chutz.
But isn't that two things wrong? Is that not two things wrong?
What do you mean?
As in you're both the wrong day and they're outside.
Better, it's Mechus Rizman. But you still, the law of Shechitas Chutz still applies. That's the point, right? So they're saying, why is it being too young distinct from being Mechus Rizman? Meaning it's Roy for Akrava, but we haven't yet reached the right time to Me'akrev, for whatever reason. Okay, that's the question. Amri. Mechus Rizman midida have abal mum devar pidyonku. Abal hani oifes kevin de ein mum apois of oifes ein loifes pidyon. They would answer you. When a mechusar zman is similar to a baal mum,
what is a pidyon not to
do?
Sorry, I explained it incorrectly. My bad. I'm sorry. But Mechus Rizman means something different here. It doesn't mean what I say. I explained it as it means an animal that's not the right age. Right? And Mechus Rizman is an animal which is less than 8 days old. And you cannot shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Hareyu Belisa Seva Rabban. And why is it distinct from that case where, what's the important point? A Bechor, which is Mechus Rizman, as you would have learned in the Tafel Kansel,
yeah?
But is Nichnas Ladir Lehisaser, But it can be counted when you're counting Maitre Behema.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning, is it Mutra Ba'ana?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Mutra Dirli Saser. That means you can treat it as one of your animals.
Oh,
it's Mutra Ba'ana, right? Why is this animal, this bird, Asur Ba'ana? The Gemara answers, Mechusar's man with a behema is like a Baal Mum. What does it mean it's like a Baal Mum? It means it's subject to pidyon. Right? And therefore, since it's subject to pidyon, even if you're not poided, it's part of the world of being Mutar Behana. Because once you're poided, you can get Hana from it.
Uh-huh.
Right? An oif, even if it gets a Mum, what's the din, an oif that gets a Mum?
You live to die now, would it?
No, an oif that gets a mum is a nekrav on the mizbeach. There's no problem with mum and an oif. It has to be mechusar eiver. Right?
It's over, and therefore it still has.
And anyway, oifos are not subject to pidyon at all. Under any circumstances. Therefore, right? Since it's not subject to pidyon at all, it will have an iser derabban of me'ila, even if there's no iser deraisa. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I'm sorry. My apologies for my confusion. Okay. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kodshim Shem Meitz Yotzu Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah. Right, we have another case of Me'il Derabanan that you will remember from the first parak. When Kodshim are killed outside of, drop dead, outside of the context of Hakrava, right, they lose their Me'ila Midaraisa, they have Me'ila Midarabanan, right? Remember the whole quote discussion there, Bali Minayil, Lei Bali Minayil, and the first parak. One of the first discussions in the Sefta, right? Yasiv Ula Bekaralash Mesa. Ula sat down and gave up this teaching. He said, gave what he said, gave over this thing, this teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amaleh Rechista, Rechista said to Ula, Man Shamalach, Mel Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah. Who's going to listen to you or to Rabbi Yochanan, your rabbi, on this one? It makes no sense. V'chik dusha shebahena yichanal. It still has dusha. What happened to the dusha?
Which of that's kedusha?
The animal which died.
The animal which died.
The animal which died outside the context of Hakrava. What happened to the kedusha? It still has full kedusha. It should still be subject to Me'ila. Yeah, right, what are you saying? It loses Me'ila Dvar Torah. That makes no sense. You understand the kasha?
Yeah.
Okay.
But why would it still have, wait, but why would it still have kedusha?
Why not? Nothing happened to remove the kedusha.
I thought you can't bring it up to the Mizbeach now.
Okay, but it's still Kaddish. There's lots of Kaddish that you
isn't,
can't bring
up. Isn't Me'ila only on things that are added to the Mizbeach?
Okay. Yes, but he's asking why isn't the case.
Well, okay.
Right, why is Me'ila linked to that?
Why is Me'ila linked to that? This is
that's really the question, right?
He's coming back.
Exactly. Amar Lei said, Tikshi Masnissin Tarinjal. He said, you could ask the same question on our Mishnah. Torinjal Igi Asmanam Neneh Shav Rasmanam Lenenem Lemanam Hakanam Nemek Lushanam Lekanalcha. It says, our Mishnah, when it comes to pigeons that are too young or turtle doves that are too old, right? And the Mishnah says they only have Me'ila Midarabanan.
No.
What about the Kedusha? Shouldn't they have Me'ila Midaraisa because of the Kedusha? You imagine them, right? They have Kedusha Minatorah. They should have Me'ila. Why don't they? Because they can't be brought on the Mizbeach right now. Same thing with Kodesh Mishra Meis. That's Ula's argument.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Amarle, Rav Chisda responds, says, I will acknowledge to you that in such a case there is Me'ila Midirabanan. Because still, it's difficult. Me'ika, Midi, the Mikarla, Isbe Me'ila, Vasaif, Isbe Me'ila. Is it possible that there's something which, right from the beginning, has no Me'ila Midoraisa? Midoraisa is Mutar Behana. And at some stage late in the process, it gains an Isra Me'ila Midarabanan. Is that even a possibility?
Kachim Kalin the Me'ila is Deraita.
What?
Kachim Kalin the
only post Costa Rica's Dom.
Yeah, but that's a Deraita Me'ila, yeah. So that's not it.
That's not what it's written. Lilo, is it really. Why is it so hard to imagine that it would start off a case where you have no Me'ila Midaraisa and then you end up with an Isra Me'ila Midarabanan? Why is it so hard to imagine? It says, Behaika Dom, Demikara Leisba Me'ila, we said that dam, blood, right, starts off being mutter behana minator remember Dam Leif Bein Eila. We discussed this, right? Three Xeris Kotsav, different Machlokes Amoraim Tanaim. Why exactly not? But Vam has no Me'ila, right? And yet we said it gets Me'ila Derabanan once it leaves the Beis Hamikdash, right? So the people don't use it as fertilizer. Yeah?
Oh, post. Okay.
You remember? So that's exactly our case. No Issa Me'ila. Gets a Me'ila. Issa Me'ila. Mi Derabanan. So this can be the same thing. Right? These things can be the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? This none, as we have a Mishnah, Dam Itchilei Ma'am, Achid Ramam, and we quote our Mishnah, which said exactly that. Amri said, Hasam Nami Kamila Mikara. He says, there too, there is in fact Mi'ila on Dam Midoraisa. What's the case? Damarav, Hamekiz Dam, the Behemoth Kodjim, Asarana, Bamayangai. It's after Shita, the Behemoth, the Dam of the Behemoth has no Isra Mi'ila. Maskim. Okay. Not me Daraita, not me Darabana, there's no Mi'ila on Dam. What if you take some blood from the animal beforehand, before he shechted? Well, that you take blood from the animal while still alive, but after you're makdish.
But that, then you won't be able to shecht it, or it doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
You can shecht it. That's not a problem. Okay. But is the blood subject to Mi'ila? The answer, we have a statement from Rav. Yes, it is. It's not a general rule that blood, that dam behema is not subject to Mi'ila. The dam that you get from sheep is a behema in the base of English is not subject to Mi'ila.
The blood in general.
But the blood, if you take it while the animal's still alive, vadei shat the subject to Mi'ila. Mita oraisa.
Yeah. And okay, so that would
explain why there's an Issa Derabanan later on. It makes sense. It starts off an Issa Derabanan. In Achinami, there's a hiatus in the middle where there's no Mi'ila at all, but then you get the Issa Derabanan later on. It makes sense. Right, so that example is not going to be a problem for what we said. That example is not a proof that you can start off with no Issa Mi'ila whatsoever and then end up with Issa Mi'ila Midarabanan.
So there's no examples to fit that.
Yes. Right, and therefore our Mishnah is a problem.
Therefore, Mishnah is a problem, and that's
because we're talking about a case where you were makdish the oif, right, when it was too old, and now it's going to have Issa Mi'ila Midarabanan, but no Issa Mi'ila Daraisa ever.
So, right, so this supports the whole Mi'ila is only when it's going to the Mizbeach side.
Yeah, that we've accepted. We got over our hang up, that we accepted, but we've still got issues with this, Mishnah.
This Mishnah.
Okay? Cool?
Yeah.
Shkoyev.